Tell us more about the research of the biotech industry. Why do you say their research is rigged?
In the recent trial where people who got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Monsanto's Roundup, we won, the plaintiffs won all the cases so far, were awarded huge sums of money by the jury, later taken down by the judges. One of the reasons why the juries were so angry at Monsanto was the revelations of how they did all the evil things that we think they do, but it was there in black and white because so many memos came out, over a million pages, millions of pages were made available, and a whole team was sorting through it. And by and large, it verified what I knew and what those of us in my position know, but it brought us new information that we had never seen before. So there was an example of a typical Monsanto study. Typical Monsanto, but it's one of my favorites because it's so graphic. They wanted to they had to see the absorbability of Roundup on human skin as part of their EPA report. So they took cadaver skin, dead body skin, put Roundup on, checked it, 10% absorption. Oops, more than three times the allowable level. They did not tell the EPA, probably illegal. Instead, they took human skin and they baked it in an oven. Now, think about cooking meat. Think about overcooking meat, how it becomes tough. But that some for some reason wasn't good enough for them. They probably checked it and found it wasn't holding up. So then they took that overcooked human skin and froze it. Then they applied the Roundup. Didn't get absorbed much. They reported that to the EPA without telling them that they had baked and frozen the human skin before they applied the Roundup. So they could give a real number based on a fake rigged research. I can give example after example on how they rig their research using the wrong tools, the wrong statistics, the wrong control group. It's so blatant. I mean, what I just described is blatant. There's a long trail of blatant rigging research. They hire a scientist, Dr. Parry, the expert in determining whether it's their glyphosate is going to be causing changes in the DNA, which could lead to cancer. He reviewed the research and said it appears that it does. So he wrote a report. They were supposed to give that report to the EPA, buried it. Thank you, Dr. Parry. You don't have to work for us anymore. Released him from contract and decided to ghostwrite a review paper that came to the opposite conclusion. Paid scientists, so they put their name on it, released that. It became the basis of review by the EPA and other regulatory agencies, determining that glyphosate didn't cause cancer. It was a ghostwritten false report. So you can see. And the last example I'll give, which is also one of my favorites, is their assumptions. Their scientific assumptions are bizarre, and yet they're repeated by regulatory agencies. I've talked to people in regulatory agencies, and it's so unscientific what they say. It's like, are you guys on a payroll or just not using your brain? So in Australia and New Zealand, Monsanto tried to get high lysine corn approved to feed to pigs. And it created a protein that was new. And they claimed that there needed to be no studies on the protein because it was already safely eaten by humans because it was produced in soil. And we have soil residues in our food. So obviously, if we're eating food, we're being exposed to the protein, so it's safe. So Dr. Jack Heineman, a scientist from New Zealand who I know, decided to call their bluff and figured, okay, what's the average amount of corn an American male eats? And if it's Monsanto's high lysine corn, how much of that protein would be in their diet? How much of that protein is produced in soil? How much soil would they have to eat in order to have the same amount that they would get from just the corn? they'd have to eat 22,000 pounds of soil per second. Per second throughout the day. A dump truck of soil every second in order to get the equivalent amount. This is Monsanto science. This is checkbook science. This is not real science.